Welcome to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the Town of Barnstable, a podcast where you can meet the people who steward the programs and services for the Town of Barnstable that connects us to our quality of life. We invite you to join the conversation as we navigate municipal government and our community pathways to help you discover Barnstable. I'm Sarah Beale Fletcher, and on this episode of Discover Barnstable, we are joined by Department of Public Works Structures and Grounds Supervisor Joe Marshall. Joe has worked for Barnstable's Department of Public Works since 2007. He's held the positions of Ground Section Foreman and the Highway General Foreman prior to his current position. Joe received his Associates in Arts as well as certificates in Horticulture and Coastal Zone Management from Cape Cod Community College. He has also completed the Certificate in Local Government Leadership and Management Program from Suffolk University. He is currently pursuing the completion of his bachelor's degree in public administration at the University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth. Recognized by the Massachusetts Nursery and Landscape Association, he has held the title of Massachusetts Certified Horticulturist for the past 20 years. Active in both public works and landscape trades, he has served as a member of the Cape Cod Community College's Horticultural Certificate Programs Advisory Committee, and for the past decade, Joe has been involved with the Barnstable County Public Works Association, where he's been elected as an executive board member and currently serves as clerk. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. A pleasure to be here.
Great. So we're going to talk about all things structures and grounds. So the first place we need to start is, what is structures and grounds?
So structures and grounds is one of the six divisions of DPW. We're currently, who knows what's going to happen with the admin and tech group, but we're currently the largest division in DPW.
I don't think I realized that.
No?
Yeah.
No, we
it
are.
It makes sense, though.
We are.
Yeah.
We're the largest general fund division. And like I said, you know, with the influx with the CWMP and whatnot, admin and tech is starting to grow faster, you know. Mm-hmm. But right now, yes, we're 52 full-time employees, including myself. And then at any point during the year where we plus up for our seasonal positions, we could have an additional 24 seasonal positions where, I could have 75 employees. You know, reporting to structures and grounds at any one point.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
Yes, that is a lot. As we cover a lot of ground, you know, no pun intended, but with that, the structures and grounds and what the name entails, structures is basically we maintain all of our facilities, town facilities, and that's just not, you know, your buildings. We have, various bathhouses, we have our large municipal buildings, don't get me wrong, town hall, school admin building, HYCC. We do the PD, we also maintain the PD, the MEA, and then all of the outlying buildings, like I said, the bathhouses and comfort stations and whatnot. So we have 56 buildings under our facilities management.
Wow.
So, yes. We can go in a little further about that. But then on the ground side, the grounds is really made up of the parks and cemeteries. And we cover about 160 acres, I think. Wow. It is complete, total, land management, not including the 30 acres of beach.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much.
Yes.
And I bet
yes.
people wouldn't realize that the town has 56 properties, buildings across the town to maintain. That's quite a lot.
Municipal,
right.
We don't do school.
Right. So it's not including
it's
school.
It's not including any of the school's buildings.
Buildings, not school related,
yep.
that the town
maintains.
Owns and maintains.
Yep.
That's a lot. And then, like you said, with the grounds, that's like parks and ball fields and things like that. Cemeteries
has got its own, so the division itself, as the department is divided into divisions, the divisions are divided into sections. And we have six sections. Somewhat we have seven, but we have six sections where we have the admin in itself is a section because it too has its responsibilities for managing different aspects of our division. So we have the admin, we have the building or the carpentry section, we have the technical, that's where our HVAC, electrician, locksmith, plumbing, that all resides in that section. We have the grounds, parks, or park section. cemetery section and the custodial section. The one outlier that I kind of is the HYCC. We manage the building. We manage the structure, the infrastructure of the building. What we do not do is we do not get involved in the programs.
Right.
So programmatically, that is under REC and, you know, the HYCC itself.
Yeah. And that was a recent past, like, what, 5 years or so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 2018 when management of the asset itself was shifted over to DPW. Mm-hmm. Obviously, DPW, that's our function.
Right.
We manage, we maintain, and the, you know, leadership divided those responsibilities. Made sense, you know.
Totally.
So, and
that's a large facility to maintain because that's, I mean, that's a lot of assets. We were just talking previously about the, you know, the air conditioning over there, something that you guys maintain. It's the custodial work over there.
Yeah.
Zamboni.
Yeah, Zamboni.
Zamboni. Ice clearing.
Yes.
That all falls underneath that, as well as the grounds there.
Correct.
So that's a big one.
That is altogether, and, you know, the bits and pieces of it, it itself is a large. I mean, the building itself is 106,000 square feet. That is more than the two town hall and SAB combined.
Yeah.
Town Hall and SAB just are close to that, mm-hmm. but not, no.
Not quite.
Not quite, yeah. The two of these, I think, are like 40, yeah, they come onto about 80 to 90,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. The second largest building under management would be the PD at 60,000 square feet.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, so the HYCC, and again, because I kind of, you know, as far as like a section itself, it is because it does have its own team of, you know, workers that maintain and manage the building. However, it crosses into the you know, to the carpentry, crosses into tech, crosses into, HVAC in the grounds, like mm-hmm. you had said. But there's nine full-time employees that work at HYCC.
Yeah. And unlike Town Hall and SAB, it's 7 days a week.
7 days a week,
yep.
7 to 11:30 during the busy season.
Yep.
So it's a very long. I mean, it takes a lot of staff from our and a lot of effort and from our staff to, REC is, you know, obviously there with us, but, you know, to open, close, maintain. I mean, it's a very large. I mean, we have two full sheets of ice. We have 8 locker rooms.
Yeah.
There's 74 toilets.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize there was that many in that building.
74 toilets in the HYCC.
Wow.
Yes. And then, then the full size gymnasium. Actually, it's a large gymnasium because you can actually coordinate off to have two basketball games, two mm-hmm. Junior basketball games going
right.
on. It has a full walking track. We have a teen center.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a lot.
Yeah, so it is a lot. But, that's probably, you know, that is our largest and takes the most effort and, mm-hmm. and input from our staff, from our side.
Yeah.
So
I also want to touch base about cemeteries.
Ooh.
Because I think that it's very interesting how many cemeteries the town has, how they're maintained. I find it fascinating.
Okay.
Absolutely fascinating.
Sure, yeah.
So I know that there's a columbarium, which is fairly new. I know we started doing green burials.
Yep.
And that all falls under structures and grounds.
That is correct. So a lot of towns have town-owned cemeteries. However, they relinquish the management and the, you know, the burial and the interments to other entities. You know, they outsource it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know, be honest. And there's only a handful of towns on the Cape that actually do maintain their cemeteries, and there's only a couple of towns who actually do the interring of you know, deceased. So we have 14 town cemeteries. Of the 14, and this number has changed recently. We have 6 active cemeteries. 8 of our cemeteries are ancient.
Mm-hmm.
There's all of 14 cemeteries have parts of it that are ancient. There are some that are completely ancient, and there's no new burials going on.
I was going to say, let's explain what ancient means.
Yeah. So there's no lot sales. It's built out. there hasn't been a burial in these. It's full.
Yep.
You know, we things of like we have Cobb Hill in Barnstable Village, Hyannis Ancient, Centerville Ancient, Sandy Street, which is in West Barnstable. It's near the Barnstable West Barnstable Elementary School. Mm-hmm. You know, things of those are done. Lothrop Hill is built out and soon to be done. And so that's kind of where we're going. You know, each of our 14 cemeteries have ancient parts to them, but some of them are no longer active.
Right.
And yes, we do. We have a columbarium. The columbarium itself is almost full.
Wow.
And we're actually moving forward with the CIP to increase the wall, modular walls, to increase, I think it's going to be two double-sided.
Wow.
Two double-sided expansion, which would increase our, I think it would increase the capacity by 90, 180.
Wow.
Yeah, 180 more niches. So that's on the docket for CIPs this cycle. We have started green burials. Green burials are a natural way to inter your deceased, your loved ones. It's meant for, it's kind of like a twofer, being honest. It's one, to be least impactful to the environment, minimizing your carbon footprint. The other part of this is so the inputs of managing and maintaining the green burial area are minimized as well. So it's kind of a combination. You know, you're looking at it from the green side of environmental, and you're also looking at the green side from the maintenance and the management of it. That one is at Mosswood Cemetery, which we had an area of Mosswood. We never had a Section 1. So by default, where it was and where it was created, we have Section 1.
Section 1.
We have a Section 1, and it is the green burial section. And we've already had a couple of constituents as were anxiously waiting to purchase, and so once it, once the regulations were adopted, they were the first to buy, and they've been excited since day one, since we started the whole process. We're the second town on Cape that does green burials.
Oh, that's
great. I believe the other one is Brewster, which actually helped us a lot in helping us guide us through the green burial council and establishing our own regs and whatnot. And then, like I said, we're pretty, forward, very progressive when it comes to our cemetery program. We've got a greenhouse, we grow flowers there. We try to do a lot of, our floral arrangements in house. We've got, that staff it too. It's, there's a full-time staff that is, at Mosswood. 40 hours a week, 5 days a week. They don't leave Mosswood. And then we have a roving crew that takes care of the other. And then we have an interment crew that they're dedicated. That's all they do every day.
That's a big part of life.
It is. Last year, sake of how busy we are, I think it was 274 interments,
wow,
cremation, and full casket. So very busy,
yeah,
very active group over at Mosswood Cemetery.
Wow, that's great.
So,
let's talk real quick about the other part I wanted to touch on is the technical program, because I find it very cool that we have such a robust, the electricians are amazing. The HVAC technicians are amazing. I mean, I know some towns are small, so they have to outsource that kind of stuff. But, if we have a problem, we've got electricians on staff that can come and kind of figure things out, or if there's a plumbing issue. Or
yes. Yeah, we are very lucky. We do have, our tech staff is actually small. We have a licensed HVAC, a licensed electrician. We have, one individual who's a crackerjack is, jack of all, master of none. He's trained in locksmithing. So we have that. We have a guy. We have a key maker on hand. He's very valuable, believe it or not, with 56 buildings and the amount of doors and locks that we have.
Yep.
And then we have an HVAC apprentice or assistant. So between the four of them, they can handle quite an array of tasks. So, yes, they do a lot. I mean, it just, you know, outside of their titles or the name or their trained profession, they do a lot more than just what, you know, it's not like you're homeowner, you know, you call the electrician to come and replace, you know, some outlets at your house. You know, our town electrician, Roger Medeiros, mm-hmm. Is a great guy. He also takes care of all of our traffic lights.
Yes.
He takes care of all of our school zone lights, the programming, setting them up. He takes care of all of our PED lights. He takes care of all the light stanchions.
So, I've seen Roger out there in his bucket truck.
Yes.
fixing, you know, traffic lights. And I saw him putting up the new signals at the high school. And
So beyond just the, you know, your normal, what you think of everyday electrician work, mm-hmm. we take care of all of that. He also, you know, we've got all the alarms. Most of our buildings have alarms. Most of our buildings have fire alarms, security alarms. They do assist and manage and help with those pieces as well. Mm-hmm. So
some of the hardest working people in town, for sure.
Yes. And our HVAC guys are quite busy.
Yes.
Yes. We have, you know, with the amount of buildings and the amount of large buildings, the mechanicals that we have are equally as large. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, for instance, just to take in consideration, the rooftop unit at the ice rink itself is literally 8 feet wide by 25 feet long. It's massive.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's you know, it's in, and I think I had mentioned, it's like, you know, those are 100-ton, you know, 100-ton units. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, it's quite, and it's not just one unit. There's multiple units.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
It's a lot to maintain, but you guys do a great job. Before we wrap up, I do have a bonus question for you.
Sure.
We kind of like to, you know, get to know people a little bit through these bonus questions. So my question for you is, what's at the top of your Spotify playlist? What's the music you've been listening to most recently?
Jeez. I mean, I hit shuffle a lot, mm-hmm. and just on the way over here, it was 311. It just happened to be 311 today. Yeah. So, but I, you know, I run the gamut of music, but I do like my 90s rock.
Yeah.
I'm a kid of the 90s. So.
I know. We were talking about it this morning when I was saying what the question was, and I said, yeah, if somebody asked me, I'd just be like, the 90s on 9 on my satellite radio. That's pretty much where I live.
Yes, exactly. You know, I'm all there, you know. So that, and you know, when it's summertime, you got to have the beach music.
Oh yeah.
Well, come on.
Yeah. It was funny. Someone said, oh, you're going to get a lot of people saying Jimmy Buffett because he just passed away. And I was like, yeah, I did listen. I broke out my Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. So. I saw Buffett multiple times back in my youth.
Yeah. Always a good time.
Oh yes. Yes.
Awesome. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it.
We'll have you back on. There's more stuff to talk about. We only touched the surface.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We only scratched.
Yes. So. Thank you for spending time with us and listening to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the town of Barnstable. We hope you found a new understanding of how your municipal government works for you and our community. Be sure to drop us a line at podcast@town.barnstable.ma.us and let us know what you would like to learn next. Until next time, go Discover Barnstable.